No, I didn't. I was sort of trotted round the States by a young chap in the office of, what was it called, technical development or something like that, whose name I now forget. He was a very pleasant chap and I liked going round with him, but we sort of trotted round and, you know, I was a bit lost to some reason. I think I did just say hello to Terman. I spent a good time, deal of time at MIT and met a lot of nice people there, and Ravi and so on. Mm-hmm. They were. But the thing that impressed me about the States after what we'd been through was that the enormous degree that they had technical backup. I mean, we got along with, very small number of lab boys, and that, by God, they were boys, and they were the young boys of 16 or 17 mm-hmm. who'd been shoved in to help. They hadn't much education, and they said that they had to learn on the job to do the things that needed doing around the lab. I mean, helping with all the vacuum work and so on. They did it very well. But in MIT, I was shocked to see teams of PhDs doing the same sort of thing. That really did worry me a bit. I'm not being unkind. I mean, I really did. I can remember one specifically. By the time all this happened, they were frantically trying to develop 1.25 centimeter radar sets, which turned out actually to be a disaster, if you know anything about this. But there were a group of, I think it was five PhDs, who were just adjusting the distance between the resonator and the reflector to try and find the optimum position of it. And, you know, it was really very humble. It was not misguided work in any way. I mean, they were going to find an optimum, probably, but it didn't seem worth the effort. They could have worried about it. Now, do you know the awful story of K-band radar?